Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you at UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Ernest J. Lee on the line with me, and this young man is doing a lot of great things. Ernest J. Lee, like Tribe Called hey. Quest.
That's how we do it.
And please make sure y'all say that, Ernest J. Lee. Tell us what's going on.
Man, all is well. And you know what? I ain't going to complain because ain't nobody going to help you anyway. All they're going to do is talk about you and, you know, tell your business. So I'm going to just keep it to myself and keep it moving.
All is well. True story. So tell us about iWorship.
Okay, so iWorship96.com is a radio station, FM radio station, based out of the Baltimore area. I am in contact with them. They actually did an interview on me toward the beginning of the year. I released a project last year called Anthems from the Vault. It was a compilation record. So we were doing a little promotion towards the end of the year, and then I basically got in contact with them through one of their DJs. I think it was Eric McFadden, if I'm not mistaken. And he put me on his show, and what happened was the owner of the station actually did the interview.
Okay.
So when she did the interview, she was like, you know, you talk so and you got so much going on. Have you ever thought about doing a show? And I'm like, you know, as a matter of fact, I have, but, you know, I really hadn't put that much thought in it, you know what I'm saying, like that. I hadn't put it down on paper or, right, you know, put it in motion. So when I finally sat down and then I was like, man, you know, this is something I really want to do, so let me go on and do it. So I came up with the name that I wanted, which is Unfiltered.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled up one of my partners from Detroit, Ron Kelly. He's a veteran Detroit gospel artist and director. He came up under the Thomas Whitfield at Maddie Moss Clark. He's a little older than me, but I like the contrast because, you know, as being a, you know, I'm not too young, but being a younger person, you kind of just be unfiltered for real and say what you want to say. So I put him on there to kind of balance it out.
I love it.
So, you know, we came up with a great concept because in the Christian world, we say stuff, but we kind of like sugarcoat it, you know, to be politically correct and,
true story,
you know, in line with so much stuff. Well, I'm not saying you should be out of pocket, but what I am saying is some stuff that we've been hearing over the years, it's just what it is. It's stuff. It's not really, you know, it's man's interpretation of what they think, and it sounds good, and it's, people in old school church, they itch and ears want to hear it. So I just felt like having a platform that's international, I think iWorship has about 3.2 million listenership. So I felt like, hey, if we're going to do a show, I ain't going to do a show playing music. I'm going to let my voice be heard, you know, because I believe that platform is there for that. So I'm just, you know, riding that wave, and we've been doing it since April. We've been getting very good reviews. She put the show on after the first show. She put the show on twice. Then I began to get picked up by other stations. So now I'm broadcasting on three different other stations. So, you know, I'm just got my seatbelt buckled up and, you know, seeing what God is going to do. So, you know.
Man, I'm trying to keep up with you. I'm only on two stations. No, but I love what you said about having someone seasoned with you and being able to voice your opinion. And that's what we say, where key players speak, man, because there is a voice and a praise in this earth that needs to be heard. And you touch on a lot of great subjects. One of the subjects that came across my platform with you on it was about suicide. And that's so real right now, and especially amongst the youth. And talk about that. Why was that so important for you to discuss?
Well, this is the honest to God story. So my show is, I'm silly. So of course, a lot of musicians are silly. So, you know, I cut up, but you know, we've always had great topics on the show. We've done prison reform. We've done, the chairs with no legs when Dr. Jamal Bryant said that about the meeting that they had with Trump. We do all kind of stuff. I did the Monsanto, thing with the food and the seeds and the mold and all that. So I kind of go over the gamut. And also, of course, I interview gospel artists. So, long story short, I was sitting at my mother's house in Detroit about right at the end of the month in August, and I was supposed to come home that Sunday, but I ended up staying an extra day. So when I was sitting there, I was like, man, I didn't do my show. I need to come up with my show for this week. So I was sitting there, and sure as I was sitting there, Spirit just spoke to me and said, hey, do some on suicide. And I'm thinking like, okay. So I called Uncle Ron, the co-host, and said, don't do it on suicide, but I still didn't get the picture of what I wanted. So then I said, well, how is this going to look? You know what I'm saying? Because I really don't, you know about it like that. So I started studying. So then I had, some came to my mind, I had my brother who's a pastor on, and then I had another guy, he's a psychologist, because I'm like, I don't want to just put information out here without backing it up.
I love
it. Spiritual side and the natural, on the spiritual side and the natural side. So I put them on there. And then during the show, during that first show, when we were in the middle of the show, I was online looking up information during the show. And I saw that September was Suicide Prevention Month. And I'm like, wow, I had no idea that it was Suicide Prevention Month. So that's why I know, like, sometimes you really know he's speaking because it's like, it's right in line. I had no idea that that's what it was. So we did, I ended up not only doing that one show, because I wasn't going to do the one show on it, but we ended up doing a whole month. So I did all of September. We did four different episodes on it. So it was really, really good. So I just felt like that's what God wanted me to do. And, you know, so many people are dealing with that, even pastors,
yes, sir.
Young people. I mean, it's a lot of people that's under pressure and they don't have a way out. And we keep telling them, you know, God is going to fix it. But, you know, at some point you got to step in and kind of fix it yourself, meaning you got to put some wills on them prayers and put some action behind your faith. You know, so he ain't going to do no more than you're going to do. So I just feel like, you know, the pressures of ministry, the pressures of just life, just not having hope, I felt like we should do something about it. So that's why I did it.
An excellent job. Excellent job. And like you said, you touch on some real, real topics that Christians, we need to talk about. We got to come out that, like you said, you know, I'm with you, bruh. The churchinese and the, oh, God going to do it. And I'm blessed. And yeah. But our day to day, you know what I'm saying? Our day to day is something that we surely all need Jesus for. And we get hit. We do have an adversary, okay? And we have to learn how to be a little more aggressive and stop saying so much the devil is busy. Can somebody tell me what Jesus is able to do?
Well, you know, my whole thing with that is, and I know I might get in trouble by saying this about some of the churchy people, but, you know, then is what it is. You know, this your show, and you said you can say what you want, so I'm joining you tonight. I'm going to say what I want.
That's right. we are where key players speak.
I don't know why we put everything on the devil and he's not even, I'm not present.
Teach it.
First of all, you know, he can't be everywhere at every time, so he ain't messing with you and messing with me at the same time. So I'm saying, like, it's really us. It's our decisions we make, and it comes, like, you know, people always say you read what you sow as it relates to, like, good stuff and bad stuff. So think about this. People say, okay, the devil is busy today. Right. Well, how about maybe that was like 2 years ago you did something. And I ain't talking about sin. I'm just saying you what you sow could be energy. It could be whatever you're sown into.
That's right.
The Bible says whatever you join yourself to, you become a part of. In other words, what you put your energy on, you get back. So how about maybe 2 years ago something you did ain't came back around yet. So maybe that's why you're going through that this week. Mm-hmm. You know, why is it so much the devil? I mean, some stuff we don't like to take responsibility for our own actions. And I do believe that we, as a people, sometimes we have to have a reason and something to point at for, you know, to blame it on. You know what I'm saying? Instead of blaming it on us, we want to point at, oh, no, it's the devil. No, it's you and your decision. If you keep attracting the same thing to you, then you take the energy that you're putting out. Because you only get back what you put out.
Right. And I love it. We don't want to take accountability. Accountability is a bad word in the Christian community. And you're so right, man. You done got me real hype right now. And I'm trying to just be cool.
But that's what it is. I mean, we're so quick to say, oh, it's the devil. I mean, who is, I mean, I'm not funny. I'm sarcastic. I'm being sarcastic. But who is the devil? I mean, where is he? I mean, he can't be everywhere at every time. So some of this stuff is just, now, I do believe this. There's one power. Mm-hmm. Either use it for the good or for the bad.
Right.
And it's the end of the day, most of the time, we, in our flesh and in our natural state or in our natural mind, we use it for the bad because that's just our nature. So some of the stuff we're doing is just based on nature. You know, it's not based on something controlling us to do something bad. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
You just, people are human. You just want to do what you do. So just call it what it is.
That's,
you know
what I totally agree. It's our will, right? He said, if you obedient and willing, you eat the fruit of the land. And why nobody want to be obedient and willing? I'm just saying.
Right, exactly.
All right, so let's talk about the music and some of the projects you worked on.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Detroit, so I've been doing music really since a kid. I started playing drums at around 7. I moved to the keyboard at age 10 to 11, around in there. And then I got my first music gig, as we call it, at age 12. I was starting on keyboard and played organ at a church, Bishop Wayne T. Jackson Church in Detroit, which I was there like 30 years. He's the owner of the Impact Network. I don't know if people should know that network.
Yeah.
It's just like the word network. Yeah, that's the church I grew up in Detroit. I was there, you know, off and on 30 years, but that's my home base. So I started playing there around 93, I think. I was like 20 years old. Yeah, Fred Hammond came to the church as a guest psalmist that day, and he liked the band, so he asked me and the drummer to come by the studio. So we, you know, of course, I was right at my alley, so I went by the studio, just being around him and, you know, soak up some of the stuff. He had just started Radical for Christ at that time. So, you know, just being around him in the studio and writing songs and seeing him do that inspired me to try to pursue what I wanted to do. So I got my start doing that. I had my own group in 98 recorded. Then we were signed to Malico in early 2002, somewhere around in there. So I was on there till like 2007, did projects, been writing. I wrote a song with Fred that Yolanda Adams was on. He was on Hezekiah Walker, Gary Oliver. That was my first major song. Then I went on, I've done stuff with Dorinda Clark, Byron Cage. Wow. Dave Hollister had his single when he did his gospel record, Book of David. We did his single that What Do You Do? It was nominated for Stellar. And then from there, just a host of independent artists, of course. But, you know, it's just been around the scene. It just has helped me develop skills over the years. And then I moved into more production, like commercials, jingles. I do a lot of stuff with the Word Network as far as their programming, as far as jingles and stuff like that.
Wow.
I've done 3 independent movie soundtracks.
Okay.
And 1 movie score. So, you know, I've been pretty much trying to get more into that side of it. That's kind of where my heart is.
Mm-hmm.
I still do projects, of course, now, but I like to create music. So creating something for a movie scene and for commercials, I guess as I got older, that's more up my alley now.
Right. No, I totally get it. You got to slow down a little bit. Be like, you know, I was laughing the other day. I had to go to a industry event and I was like, it's 12 o'clock? It's past my bedtime. Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
right.
I got home, it was like 12:30, 12:45. Oh my goodness. I was like, oh no. I hit that bed. I was like, okay. I gotta monitor myself.
Right. That, you know, that's just the industry is still alive and well. You know, people are still doing their thing. I just think gospel music is so liberal as it relates to the support mainstream wise. I mean, unless you know, it's cliquish. I mean, it's the truth. It's you know, you got to be around certain people to get certain things done, and that's just how it goes. I mean, you know, so, but what people fail to realize is she is a big enough place to still have a living. You don't have to
be mainstream
to still make money or still make a living. So, you know, I don't chase, you know, trying to get a song on this record or trying to work with that person. I just keep plugging away. The Bible says, occupy until I come. In other words, him coming in the closet means, it means to occupy the space he's giving you until he changes it.
That's right.
You know, that's my interpretation of it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm occupying what he's giving me. So I work with a lot of independent artists. I got an independent project I'm getting released through my distribution deal through Sony.
Okay.
Orchard. I actually released 1 single off of it already. Daylon Collins from Kirk Franklin's family.
Mm-hmm.
His single, Worthy of the Glory, is out right now. That's the first single off my worship compilation called Teen Worship Session 1. So that's getting ready to come. You know, that's what I'm working on right now.
Okay.
So, you know, you still can make a living. You don't have to be mainstream to do work.
No, I truly agree with you. I mean, like, I've been doing this since 20 years, and I just thank God. So I absolutely agree with you and know that's true. And you're so right about the click. And, you know, when I first got into gospel radio, you know, I was all super excited. I was like, I'm a Christian. You're a Christian. We're a Christian. You know, we love Jesus, we love Jesus, we love Jesus. And oh, they hurt my feelings.
Oh, yeah.
My feelings got hurt.
You got to do it because he told you to do it.
That's
the truth of that.
And that's what I do. You know, and my work speaks for itself. So, I'm with you. I ain't going to chase you either. Yeah, no, it's no big deal.
Right.
You know,
it's exactly.
I mean, you'll get to the point when you realize they don't really like you. Michael Jackson was trying to help us out, but nobody was listening.
Right. Right.
Sure. Well, everybody talking about everything else except what he was trying to help us know. You know, they don't really care about us, you know, but, you know.
Not like that.
That's right. Oh, and how many people or how many situations do we have to witness to really get that? Like, why we just can't do what we're supposed to do? Like, me and you, you know. And let me just say, you know, I saw you on Instagram. I saw the subject matter of the suicide. And it was like, whoa, this guy is really doing something that makes a difference. And as a Christian.
But let me say what's, I'm sorry to cut you off. Let me say what's crazy about that, though. Here's the thing that cracked me up. So, you know, there's any listeners you had, like, for the week. So, I don't know, like, I'll post, you know, whatever we're talking about. Like, my show, it comes on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing is this. I'll post it and maybe, like, people may like it. But then she'll tell me, oh, you had 1,800 listeners. You had, you know, 2,000 listeners. You had, you know, and I'm thinking, like, people don't want it. What my point is, people, they may not ever support you publicly, but they're listening and they're watching what you're doing. Trust me, believe me.
How you think I keep on the air? It's the true story. And that's why I don't worry about numbers. You know, I don't worry about it.
Because you can't look at that.
That's right. Because that's not true. And let me tell you, that people are watching, it really trips me out. I'm always like, really? So you're not going to like that, or you won't support me publicly, but privately you're like, that was good. That was good.
Right. You know? Exactly. There you go. So you can't, but you got to just be fully persuaded that you're doing and you're on the path that God has called you to be on and keep it moving.
And it's a call. It's a call because this ain't easy. You better be built for it. You know, you got to be built for it.
I agree.
Well, tell us about how we can get in contact with you.
Okay. Well, right now, like I said, my new project, Teamwork Session 1, is coming soon. The single, Daylon Collins, Worthy of the Glory, is out now. The next two singles are coming in the over the next 3 weeks. Keisha Grandy, also from the family, she's releasing a song called So Holy. Also, a newcomer, Clyde Webster, he's out of Detroit by way of Dallas. He has a new choir anthem that's getting ready to come on this project. This project is what you would hear on Sunday morning. So maybe we have a couple of songs that may be CCM, but it's actually worship in general, because worship don't have one genre. It's worship to God.
That's right.
So we have, like, Lil Ann Lloyd is on this project, too. Now, you know, she's the ad-lib queen, but the song she's on, a praise song. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so my whole thing is it's praise and worship. So that I wanted to debunk that stigma and say, okay, well, no, it's more than one way. You just got to worship him how you worship him. So it's basically what you would hear in a church on Sunday morning, worship-wise. So those two songs are coming, the next single, then the full project will drop. We got Marcus Cole, Daylon Collins, Keisha Grandy, Bill Moss Jr. His song is going to be on there. We got a lot of Lil Ann Lloyd, as I mentioned before, Lamont McCoy, and a whole lot of independent artists is going to be on this project. So that's what's coming soon. The radio show is popping off. Again, I'm getting picked up by a couple more stations here. Actually, a terrestrial station down in Florida is actually picking me up as well. It's supposed to start in November. So we're just trying to do what we're supposed to do. You know, it's daytime, so you got to work while it's day, because when night comes, can't nobody work. So I'm just trying to do what I can do. So as it relates to my social media, I'm Ernest J. Lee on Instagram. Ernest J. Lee Music, I'm sorry, on Instagram. I'm Ernest J. Lee Music on Facebook. Ernest J. Lee on Twitter. And then my radio show is Show Unfiltered on Twitter. Show Unfiltered is the radio show Twitter. So we just started that one. So you got to build that up. But, yeah, Ernest J. Lee Music, just search me. Everything is out. Music is on all digital outlets. I got a project called Anthems from the Vault that I have a song that's charting on the BDS charts. So it's called Let the Healing Begin. It was a call to healing I did about 6-7 months ago. There's a lyric video out there. So you can search all that stuff. So we just here doing what we're doing. So I thank you for this opportunity, for the platform. Much continued success to you as well. And we definitely got to connect and do some things together. I would love to do that.
I will too. And also, we definitely have to have your music on WKPS Radio. And then we're going to have you again to be on WKPS Radio, where key players speak. And I thank you so much for your support and even acknowledging the reach out, you know, because I tell you, like I said, I can reach out to people and ask them, hey, you want to be on the show, you know, because people didn't listen to Madonna, but all publicity is good publicity, you know, especially if
and
it's
you
quality.
Better believe it. No, you it's, better believe it.
Yeah.
If somebody somewhere need to hear what you got to say. So I would love to even put the show on your station if you want to run it. It's fine.
We can do that.
I'm definitely in it.
Oh, we could do that.
Sure.
We could do that. See, you give me hope for the Christian community. You give me hope. See, that's why.
No doubt.
That's why we say once a key player, always a key player, and we are where key players speak. Because I don't give that out easy. That's not just you know. If you're a key player,
no doubt,
be a key player.
We can make it happen.
Well, I appreciate
you. Just let me know what we do. Yeah, let me know what we need to do. We'll make it happen.
All right, and as I always say, if you're ever up in New York, let me know.
Always, I'm there. I'm there a couple times a year, so for sure. Next time I'm there, we'll definitely connect for sure.
All right then. So, brother, I thank you so much, Ernest J. Lee.
Yes, ma'am.
When I see you in person too, I'm gonna yell it loud like Ernest J. Lee, bro. What's up? You my new adopted cousin, and we cousins.
Hey, let's do it. That's how it's supposed to be. I appreciate it. Let's go.
All right, sweetie. You have a good night.
Okay. You too. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.